Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Adrian Hauser and Justin Steele, the matchup for Game 3 of 4, Cubs and Brewers on Wednesday night. It's Wednesday, right? After the 4th of July holiday. Everything's out of whack after a wacky first couple of games in this series. The Brewers actually were trailing 1-0 yet again in this one, but they were able to respond in the bottom of the third inning with William Contreras.
Line drive, base hit right field. They're going to send Monasterio. The throw from Suzuki. Up the line. We're tied 1-1. Jason Lane, the third base coach, staying aggressive with two outs. Monasterio able to score. It's a 1-1 contest.
Jason Lane needed some good news, and they tie it up 1-1 through three. Then Adrian Hauser, he was dealing with traffic all night as he allowed three walks. He also hit a batter. He struck out 4-2. In the fifth inning, he was well over 100 pitches. He had the bases loaded and one out facing the dangerous Dansby Swanson.
Bouncer hit to third, to second for one. Relay!
That was huge because it would be the last pitch that Adrian Hauser would throw. He had a no decision tonight. So 1-1 still, trying to figure out the lefty, Justin Steele. It took the third time through with Willy Adames leading off the sixth.
And the pitch to Willy. Hit to left center. Deep. Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Willy Adames! And the Brewers have the lead!
All of a sudden, his 13th homer of the year, they added another run later in that sixth inning on an RBI single from Brian Anderson. Then the bullpen took over, and they were fantastic for the Brew Crew. Hobie Milner got five outs in order. J.C. Mejia finished the seventh. Yoel Piamps had a 1-2-3 eighth. Then there in the ninth, things got a little bit wacky against Evan Williams. A leadoff stoink single from Cody Bellinger, a strikeout swinging from Christopher Morel. Then Jared Young hit a squibber up the third base line. That put runners on first and second with one out, and maybe one of the best plays of the year from Bryce Turang.
Swinging a bouncer back up the middle, and the throw to first in time by Bryce Turang. So the change made at second base by Turang for Monasterio on what turned out to be a heck of a tough play.
Yeah, going hard to his right. Some folks think he should have turned two. I think instincts took over and he got an out. However, little do we know, turns out that would be the last out that the Brewers would get the conventional way. With two outs and down to their last strike, Mike Tauchman would line a double in the left field in front of Christian Yelich. Two runs would score, and then another run, the go-ahead run, would score on a throwing error by Brian Anderson that got away from Owen Miller at first base. It was a 4-3 Cubs lead, and then they went down 1-2-3, the Brewers did, in the bottom of the ninth. And that's how this one went against the Cubs. 4-3 the final. Both teams had nine hits, but the Brewers' best they can do is a split tomorrow. We'll wrap up the program. Quick look around the league, give you a quick update on the farm, some good news down there, and some injuries as well. This is Brewers Extra Innings.